selling, and the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves, and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show, 1984.
Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And right now, for every $100 donation, you get your choice of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice or an official RBN coffee mug. So do take advantage of that and advertise free speech in style. There are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, folks. Cash, check, money order. To Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Well, I do have with me today a guest. Once again, Paul in California is joining us. Hello, Paul.
Well, good morning or afternoon or whatever time of the day it is in your part of the world. What's going on, Richard? Is there anything to talk about? I mean, doesn't seem like there's much going on in the news, huh?
Well, you know, I can answer that both ways. I mean, there's always so much more of the same and some of the expected distractions along the way in other news. But then at the same time, you know, we are flooded with stories of mostly inconsequential news that's usually thrown in our face, wouldn't you say?
Well, if you look through where I typically go through to my mail, Yahoo News, you find it, in general, extremely what I would call vapid, insipid, titillating nonsense, and then of course your daily dose of COVID, and then also for example what latest celebrity or sports star might not be on the bandwagon, and they might be for example causing problems to the establishment narrative, this narrative that just won't ever end. It's like that Saturday Night Live episode. I'm dating myself, but this is back in the 70s. They did a funny sketch one time, The Thing That Wouldn't Leave. And, you know, it was the setting was some, you know, apartment party or something like that. And there was that guest where everybody else is going home and the guest is just hanging around. Hey, what's on TV? Hey, you guys got anything to eat? Got anything to drink? You know, this is the psyop that they are just not going to let go ever. And I think that we can best categorize what's occurring as essentially a mental torment and a conditioning. They are basically conditioning us for everything that was rumored and predicted years ago. They're just going to make it happen, and first they're going to make it a reality in the so-called news. They're going to just continue to push, drip, 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 drip until we just accept it. And let's face it, by all indications, a lot of people are accepting it.
It's sad, but it's very true. I mean, yeah, people have stopped questioning things to a large extent, they have to stop questioning the science by now if they're still going along with all of this. You know, Australia has gone back into a major lockdown, allegedly even locking people in their buildings like China has done. I don't know to what extent that's been widely practiced in either nation, but they're saying now that their outbreak is worsening despite the authorities' draconian lockdowns. In New Zealand, they had one positive case from this meaningless PCR test and went back into lockdown in New Zealand.
Yeah, and I would imagine a lot of it is just, shall we say, an outright lie and probably at the least an exaggeration. You know, to what degree of an exaggeration? Well, just ask yourself this question. You live in a very large area, I believe. You're in Chicago, right? So just pick any spot in the city where you can get a little bit of a view and just look out on the vastness of buildings and apartment buildings and houses and office buildings and, you know, medical complexes and et cetera, and then ask yourself, okay, where are the personnel going to come from to enforce a building lockdown? I mean, it just doesn't exist. I laugh at the idea that they're going to, you know, do many of the things which are rumored, you know, that's going to happen because it's part of the fear, you know, program, I believe. But even where I live in San Jose, which is, okay, much, shall we say, much fewer high-rises, but still, I can go on a little hill nearby, and I just get a vast view of just the south part of the valley where I live. And my gosh, just the number of buildings and houses and apartments, and you know, there isn't any way that they could lock down all the buildings in a major city. So it's ridiculous. You know, would they place a guard at each and every building, and how would they enforce it? I suppose that people are walking around outside, and you know, a cop on patrol sees somebody walking around. What's he going to say? Hey, where do you live? Aren't you supposed to be locked up? And what if the guy doesn't live anywhere? What if he's homeless? You know, that's in my opinion, today is probably one of the few times where being homeless would have an advantage. Although not enough to make it attractive.
Yeah, you're right. They can't enforce much of what they discuss. I mean, Biden is still discussing setting up highway checkpoints to mandate vaccines for interstate travel across the United States.
And I have not heard this discussed, but I mean, it's been floating around out there. And I know this morning, one of the hosts here on Republic, John Moore, was talking about he's seen some intersection outside of St. Louis where he lives, where instead of the nice curved area that's full of grass and plant that they've leveled the center part of, like, one of the kind of the areas where, you know, you have the clover leaf, you know, where you're curving around to go one direction or another, and they're flattening it out, and looks like they're getting ready to build something. And so his supposition was that they're going to put some buildings there, so you have some sort of facilities for guards and maybe some facilities for maybe detaining people who might be a problem at the checkpoint, you know, that kind of thing. But how the heck is that going to work? I mean, at an intersection of a freeway, are they going to put like a similar thing to a toll booth on each and every, you know, lane or direction? It just, to me, I can't see it. But you know what? I wouldn't put it past some people. I mean, obviously, it's nothing that would ever be voted on and approved by Congress or the Senate. That will never happen. Just like in these various states where they're committing all this legal fraud. Such as mandates and orders, right? They're not voting on anything in the legislature, and the governor's not signing any new act or law into existence. It's just completely and totally simulation of legal process. Mandates are nothing more than a command or an order, just like here in my county. It's like by order of the county health. It's like, you know, they can't give orders. Literally, many businesses have posted signs that says by order of the county department of health. No name attached to it, no law number or code number, just says by order. Well, guess what? They don't have that authority. They don't. They can't order you to do anything. They can't prescribe a medical treatment because they're not even your doctor, and all medical treatments are voluntary. You know, it's funny because people talk about exceptions and exemptions, right? Well, if there's exemptions and exceptions, then it's not really a law that they can apply, right? And it's just the idea. Everything is just, like I said, it's theater, and it's bluff, and it's actual legal fraud. And by the way, a simulation of legal process, or what, for example, what was ruled against in, here in California, Newsom took a defeat back in November, because the court said that essentially what he was doing by issuing these orders, these executive orders, is he was, it's a similar equivalent to amending or making new statutory law. And the governor does not have the authority to make or create statutory law or to amend statutory law, and he was never granted that authority under the California Emergency Services Act, which is how this thing all originated. Just like, for example, people forget that Trump declared an emergency last year, March 13th. That was Trump that declared this national state of emergency. Well, guess what? All these emergency orders, they all have sunset. It's all written in. And typically, it's 30 days. I believe in some cases it might be 60. And there has to be an actual bona fide emergency, and they have to be able to, you know, back it up with statistics and so forth. And we all know this is fraudulent. I don't see, everywhere I go, I don't see dead people laying around dropping from any kind of disease. Traffic is worse than ever. Everywhere I go, people are alive and well and walking around and doing business. So, I mean, just on the surface of it, I think that Bigfoot is probably more real than this pandemic.
You're probably right about the interstate not getting implemented with these checkpoints as well. I mean, when I first heard of it, like about a month ago, give or take, I thought, well, maybe there could be, you know, something that develops trying to stop interstate travel or relocation, you know, to try to get a hold on different states having exceptions to the federal regarding all things COVID. But yeah, I don't know, enforcing it, the more I think about it as time goes on, it doesn't seem too logistically possible, like you say. But yeah, they're pressing forward. I mean, Biden's now about to, well, we're told that he's supposed to say this announcement tomorrow. He's supposed to make an announcement that in September, boosters, you know, he wants fully vaccinated to get a booster to be continuing their fully vaccinated status. Otherwise, they're no longer you know, in the green. But that's the word for the passport, right? You know, the green passport. Allegedly, they're making a digital ID globally now. I was sharing with you this morning, yeah. The G20 officially approved the Digital Economy Working Group as permanent, and the G20 also formally approved plans for a global digital ID, and they're calling it the Digital Green Certificate. This happened August 5th.
Nice. So, for example, the Bushmen in Africa is going to have one of these, and the one of those tribes in the Amazon rainforest that they want to have. No, it's just all for us white people here in our white country. They're probably going to do it in other countries too. But can you imagine a country like such as India, with the estimated 1.1 to 1.2 billion people, and you know they all live in cities? How the heck are they going to do that? It's just, and who the hell is the G20 anyway? Are they elected? They represent us. Again, it's a psychological operation, and I gotta be honest with you. Sometimes I have a little despair in me because I see how many people are falling for it. I mean, if my interaction yesterday in Ace Hardware is of any indication, it's absurd. I mean, I had not one, not two, not three, but eventually five guys on me. The owner of the store, the franchise owner, and four of his employees were basically surrounding me, trying to block my path, not let me walk down the aisles, tell me I needed to leave the store. A couple of civilians jumped in, two different men, you know, jabbering at me through their mask. And then a woman came over later as I had the whole group around me, and I was trying to just lay down whatever I could, lay down my knowledge and my defiance. And this lady comes in, can you wear a mask? I go, why don't you mind your business, okay? You want to wear a mask, you wear a mask, okay? I don't want to wear a mask because I'm not a fool and a sucker like all you people. And she goes, it is our business. It's the public health. This actually happened. And when it happened, I was reminded of that scene from They Live, where the very first woman he encounters just so happened to be a woman that looked suspiciously tribal, and she had a New York accent, and she speaks into her wristwatch, you know, as one of the first scenes where Rowdy Roddy Piper puts the glasses on, he can see in the store, and she says into her little wristwatch, "We have one that can see. We have one that can see." I'm telling you, man, it's just, I was alone. I had no allies. Every now and then when I've had my mask castles, sometimes afterwards somebody will talk to me, but generally, you know, I can just feel the vibe. If nobody says anything, I might have somebody on my side. Not yesterday. All these people were big believers. I don't know if they believed in the Delta variant. I don't know if they believed in the virus. I don't know if they believed in wearing a mask. But as you know, each and every single thing I just mentioned is a fraud, start to finish. Fraud, 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 fraud.
Well, it's doubled by the propaganda of fear. That's 24/7 on all these screens. I mean, it must have been update based on this must be like an update based on some kind of a global network. I mean, as far as the, I mean, I don't believe it's really the CDC calling the shots for anything, or the FDA, any of these organizations they're just figureheads in agency form, just like a lot of the talking heads in politics. They don't make any decisions. But yeah, I imagine that there are some sort of regular updates most media outlets are given on, you know, okay, what are we needing to stress more at the moment? What can we lay off a bit?
Mm-hmm. It's all by a script. They're basically given a song sheet, you know, so they all can sing the same tune. And, you know, I think everybody in this audience, and I know you have, Richard, we've all seen those clips or that clip put together. I think it has to do, there was one that was like an Easter Bunny story, and the other was where they all kept saying that whoever put the video together was masterful, because they did it in kind of this really quick layering where they had all these people, one group of newscasters in one locale bleeding into the next, where they all kept saying, "It's a danger to our democracy. It's a danger to our democracy. It's a danger to our democracy." And you want to hear a little stunner? This mass story that I went into, it, believe me, could take up half a show, but I you know, just to do it all justice. But the owner of the store who came in a little bit later, first I was approached by some clerk, and then another clerk, and then a guy who claimed to be a manager, and they were all just basically firmly on the same page. They obviously had, to my mind, they had to have been trained or approved their behavior, because they were very firm in telling me I had to leave, that I wasn't welcome in the store, blah, blah, blah. I kept saying the same thing. Okay, is this a law or is this your store policy? All right? Because there is no authority to require me to wear a mask. Do you know that? There is no authority to require me to wear a mask. If there is, I want you to name it. Give me the name of the law or give me a code number or anything else. So I was kind of staying on this, and the owner comes in, and I told him the same thing. I go, "There is no authority to require me to wear a mask, or you for that matter." And he said, "Yeah, I know." And I looked at him, I go, "Look, you know that, what the heck's going on here?" And he actually said to me, he goes, "Well, I talked to my lawyer, and he said I'm within my rights as my business." And I'm thinking, okay, this guy is such an idiot. He's so retarded. Why on earth would any individual decide on his own that I'm going to have people wear masks on my business? Like, he's not operating under color of law or color of authority just by the fact that there's this overall consensus, if you will, in society that there's an order from the county health officer, right? But no, he says, "Oh, yeah, my lawyer says I'm within my right because of it's my business." After right. He admitted to me what I said was true. There's no authority. He goes, "Yeah, I know. This is just unreal what we're doing."
We'll be right back, folks. Stick around. Whoa!
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my guest today, Paul in California. And yeah, this one you shared with me a little earlier on a similar note, an Ace Hardware in Seattle captured on video. That was great, Paul. So yeah, this guy has a bat, folks. He's just, as soon as the guy tries to go in without a mask, you know, one of the masked employees just comes on out with this bat ready to start swinging it. Seems like he instantly dropped it and just kind of held it sideways to just do like a push against the chest before dropping it. And then starts, they get into a bit of a brawl outside. But
do you have it in front of you? Why don't you give the title for the listeners if you have it in front of you?
Oh, okay. What they titled it.
On BitChute.
Yeah. Let's see. It titled it "Employees at Lake City Ace Hardware in Seattle tried to enforce the mask mandate with a bat." And this was on Videos.
Oh, it's World Truth. Okay, I thought it was on BitChute. All right, yeah. So,
If you could just go to World Truth Video and just start looking around for that, it's amazing, because essentially what it shows for all the listeners out there, it's a fist fight takes place. And these are young kids, I mean, probably in their 20s. I dealt with a lot of that yesterday, which, by the way, I should just tell you, Richard, without going on too long about this mask story of mine, which I hope was somewhat entertaining, is my motivation to go there was because of that video. And a friend of mine told me a while back, he went to this Ace Hardware store in Los Gatos, which is a town nearby. It's actually a pretty nice area of where I live, nice little town. And he got into a major hassle with some guy, he said, who was very aggressive with him about the mask. Now, this is a while back that occurred to him. So I took those two things together, my friend's experience of what he told me, and then I saw that video. I said, you know what, I'm going to go there. And so I went there just to, I mean, I got to admit it, I went there to make trouble.
I can't imagine.
I haven't done that in a while.
Not you.
But here is the thing that's the amazing takeaway from this, is what this one kid said to me. So among the many people that hassled me was this what I call a young skinny punk, but he wasn't really that much of a punk. I could see he had potential. Some white kid, some tall, skinny white kid, maybe 19, 20 years old, right? And he was probably more aggressive than the others at trying to get in my way when I walked down the aisle. In fact, he got in front of me and put his elbow back a couple of times. I don't know if it was me running into his elbow or his elbow going backwards. It'd be one of those things you'd have to review it many times if it was the NBA to determine, was it really a foul? But here's the thing that he said to me when I'm trying to tell him. I said, Bud, you know, this thing is all a fraud. If you guys don't know this is not real by now, if you don't have the internet, then I can't feel sorry for any of you. Well, he just goes like this. He goes, you know, in all the months I've been working here, we've probably had 1,000 people come in the store, and you're the only one comes in without a mask. And I just go, wow. And I'm thinking, I don't know how true that is, but, you know, that just says something about our society. And I actually told, I don't feel bad about it. I don't necessarily feel good, but I had a whole assembled little mob, right? Because the owner kept telling me I had to leave because I was making a scene, right? I was causing a disturbance. I go, I'm not doing anything. I just came in the store, started walking around, and I got surrounded and told I had to leave and told I couldn't be here and you weren't going to serve me. And you're telling me I'm causing a scene? You're all jumping on me, hating on me for not having a mask? It was insane. Well, anyway, I had this whole assemblage around me, probably 6-7 people, the store employees and a couple of civilians, and literally Richard and all the listeners, they were all hating on me with their eyes. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what all you guys need to do if you believe all this nonsense? Is go get your vaccine and expire so that free men can live again. And it's like, wow. And then the owner goes, okay, you really got to leave now. I'm going to call the police. I go, go ahead, call the police. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not breaking any laws if you want to. And he's like, well, we'd rather not. We'd rather just have you leave. It's like, oh, my God. And I just, of course, since I really had nothing to buy there, I was going to buy something, actually. If I was left alone, there was something, an item I had in mind to buy. But I just left. I just walked out and left. And this is essentially what they're doing to us. I mean, it's a brilliant plan because they know most people are stupid. And so I think they knew this would work. So anyway, I went home. I took a little herbal relaxation. I don't know if it helped. But my mouth was dry for probably an hour and a half. I mean, I had my adrenaline was up. My dander and my adrenaline was up. You know how you get that dry mouth when you have these kind of events, you know, so... Because literally, I was, again, I was surrounded. It was not that dissimilar to that clip you watched, except there was no violence, no fist fight. But there was plenty of hostility, believe me.
You know, the best part of this clip, a second employee comes out near the end of the altercation, and he pulls down his mask. I notice, you know, when they're interacting and everything, as the person's dispersed and everything, he pulls down his mask, not just over his nose, but over his mouth too, totally down to his chin. And then they walk back in. So, I mean, it's not even about the fear. It's not even about them believing in any science. We'll be back.
Great.
Keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my guest, Paul, in California. And yeah, I think that's the most significant part of the video, though, Paul. I mean, the fact that the other employee, you know, coming out and interacting with them before they go back in, he pulls down the mask completely and, you know, just walking back and forth and then, you know, before going inside. They aren't really concerned about spreading anything or catching anything, but they're determined to enforce whatever rules are handed down to them without question.
That, okay, so what you just said at the last there, that, in my opinion, is the most significant part. So I will just slightly disagree with you. I thought the most significant part was at the end when the other employee pulls the door closed behind him after the major perpetrator, the big blonde guy, came back in the store. That other employee pulled the door closed. It's almost like they're securing a fort. And so, yeah, that what you just said about the fact that they're just determined to enforce these rules, right? That, in my opinion, is what we're dealing with. Is that somehow that this stuff gets transferred into the mind of these lower echelon people? Because I've made the point so many times, and it just seems to go over most people's heads that there's no governor anywhere, there's no mayor anywhere, there's no county health officer anywhere, there's no board of supervisors anywhere. It's all conceptual, right? It's all just this top-down, what I call media diktat, and they're covering up the fraud. They're going along with it, and they're acting like you're spreading disinformation. People that point out the fraud and point out the truth, they're spreading disinformation, right? Or misinformation, however they want to say it.
They're calling us domestic terrorists now to do that.
Yeah,
Department
exactly.
of Homeland Security broadcast on NBC that you're a domestic terrorist if you question the official narrative related to this pandemic. So we have a few callers building up here. Let's go to the phones
and get some interaction
for you, Paul. See, first we have Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance. Hey, good day, sir. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Richard. Hello, Paul. Listen, guys,
hey,
make no mistake. Make no mistake. There will be checkpoints next. I give you case in point, DUI checkpoints, which are unconstitutional, right? The zombie retards all complied. Please exit the vehicle. Show me all your papers. Recite the alphabet. Dance the Irish jig on one leg. Do 5 jumping jacks. Stick one finger in your nose and the other up your butt, and all those zombie retards complied. How many refused to comply and said, no, contact my lawyer first. I won't say or do anything until he is present here at the site. Nobody did. How many lives were ruined? Gentlemen, they're going to do it again because the automaton retards put up with DUI checkpoints. They got their nose under the tent with that. So there's no reason to believe that they're going to pull this bull crap again. What do you think?
You want me to go, Richard?
Yeah,
Richard,
please.
You want me to answer? Okay. Yeah, I didn't know because sometimes you answer or you go back. So, Chance, on a scale of 1 to 10, that call and those series of words you just put together, I'd give an 8.5 to a 9. Excellent. Well done. Yeah, I like the way you put an automaton in there. And you're exactly correct. And the few people that did it, they put videos on YouTube, and we all get to watch them. But, yeah, the number of people that will stand up, that's the one thing I realized in my mind. I already knew it, but I certainly realized it yesterday as I was driving home. It's who on earth would want to do what I just did? You know, nobody wants to do that, right? I didn't enjoy all the hostility and the hate, although I did have a little fun instigating it. That's just the way I'm built. But, yeah,
they embarrass people by doing this. How many people stop for one beer after a hard day's work on their way home to their wife to have dinner, and their lives were ruined because they had one freaking beer? How many? I wish I had a dime. Do they care? They don't give a crap. They embarrass and humiliate people on the side of the road. Do all this crazy shit. Never mind, you're traveling on public roadway legally.
We can't be saying S with a hit on the air here, but you know, did you hear about how they want to...
I'm sorry, Richard, but I'm a little aggravated with what's going
on.
Right. This is a tyranny and a dictatorship.
Did you hear about how they want to put breathalyzers? They want to put breathalyzers inside the car so that you can't start it without breathing into a tube?
Let me tell you something, Richard. Being polite is... Time to talk is way gone. Time to being polite is way gone. I'm sorry for the language. That's just the way it is. This is getting out of hand. You cannot be a milquetoast at this point. If they can humiliate you on the side of the road like that, how many lives have been ruined because they stopped for a beer? These people get a kick out of doing this to people. Don't you understand? They laugh at you. And if you're not angry enough, nothing's going to happen. There will be no changes. And that's the way it is. I apologize for my choice of words, but that's the way it is.
Well, this has become another concern, another priority with the social justice warrior mentality. This whole COVID, just do what the authorities say, enforce, and it's the best, safest for everyone. You won't offend anyone. You won't.
And where does it stop? Maybe a urine test on the side of the road? Maybe a blood test? Where does it stop? Where does it stop, Richard, if we don't do nothing? Tell me. It will not stop. You will be, drop your drawers, bend over, spread your cheeks. It will get to such humiliating points if people don't do something and get angry. Angry.
You're right. Chance is exactly correct. I agree basically 100%, and the bottom line is it's always throughout history, people that are just not going to take it anymore. They're just not going to take it. Some people snap quicker than others, and it's just one of those things, and it's, what do they call it? In the Revolutionary War, they said it was 3% or 5%. Who knows? It's a small percentage.
You know how degrading and humiliating that is to treat another man that way? He's on his way home from work. He's alone on the side of the road doing all this dumb crap, dancing around on one leg, stick one finger in your nose, one in the butt, dance around a little bit, recite the alphabet. You know how humiliating that is to do to another grown man? What a shame. But, you know, they'll do it. They'll do it because the automaton zombie retards put up with it. That's why. And if you don't get angry and put an end to it, it will get worse. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet to what these people are capable of doing. They don't care about you. They're brutal. And that's all I got to say, gentlemen. Thank you now.
Thank you. So, good call.
So, Richard, just a quick reaction. For those of you listeners who either like Chance or maybe don't like him or think he's too passionate, just go back and start watching videos, if you don't want to read about it, about the Russian Revolution and its aftermath and what these people did to the Russians, okay? And that wasn't that long ago, and then it didn't take them another 20 years to get the world together to do the same thing to Germany, okay? That's within living memory, living memory. It's not a distant thing. Can they do the same thing here? I don't know, but they're going to try. They are trying now. They're doing everything they can to wreck our society, to destroy the social order. That's what they're about.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to the next caller, Joe in Chicago. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Richard and Paul. A little suggestion for Paul, if I could. Try the FAA regulations of maybe carry a drink with you or a little snack and snibble on that while you're going through the store and let them know, hey, as long as you're eating and drinking, you're safe from COVID. Maybe worth a try.
Paul?
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, thanks for the contribution. Yeah, I mean, it's all... We're all out here swimming in it.
Anything else, Joe?
No, that was just a quick thought that came to my mind that people buy into this, and I see them on a plane, and they'll pull their mask off and eat and drink and have no fear, but as soon as they, you know, done, they feel like this mask now all of a sudden is going to be needed to protect you from the COVID that avoided you while you were eating and drinking.
Right, yes.
So let me just give you something I saw yesterday. I've seen it a few times now. It's kind of related, but it's actually, you know, unrelated. But yesterday was at this small shopping center where the bank is, where I went to go and, you know, basically make a deposit and so forth. And I'm just sitting outside on a nice little chair and, you know, watching the world go by with my dog. And everybody's wearing a mask pretty much, or they're putting it on as they go into a store. And here's this older man, and he doesn't have a mask on. And why? Because he's smoking a cigarette. And when he's done smoking the cigarette, he puts his mask back on and he goes back in the store. It's just
absolutely. Okay,
beautiful.
Well, thanks, Joe. It's a great point.
Yeah. Thanks,
point out the
Joe.
Absurdity. Always a good contribution if you can. Let someone realize how absurd they're being. Tony in Chicago, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Tony.
Like Paul was saying in so many words, it's all one big communist Jew revolution, and endgame is white genocide. I've been saying that ever since day one of this. And it's just, it's amazing how, you know, the average Joe Blow, now that I'm back up in this dumbed down area, is just sucking it all down. But, you know, I'm not going to do it. And I'll do everything in possible in a personal way to agitate against it.
Well, you know, and, Tony, now they're trying to say that everyone should mask up again. People who haven't had the shots should wear two masks. So they still want to shame people and make it...
We have vaccinehoax.com, you know, social media, and I wasn't doing a whole lot of it down in Florida, but I'll speed up the pace of the call. I mean, this morning I started doing it, and all I do is just go to, you know, WGN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and I just cut and paste off of, you know, mainstream Jews media. The level of fear porn, okay, in the mainstream Jews media, at least in this area, and I assume if it's like this in this area, because it's all the same all over the country, it's all interconnected, you know, out of Mossad, CIA, and that's where they get their directions. It's just amazing. It's just mind-boggling.
It's off the charts.
Oh, it's off the chart. And I mean, then I run into this article yesterday in Illinois. They admit 2,768, you know, bogus cases of COVID-19 hoax and only 4 deaths. So I just went through, I pasted 15 articles, the world's coming to an end, you better take the shot, we're all going to die, everybody loves the mask, everybody loves the vaccine, go get it, we all got it, all these businesses, you know, blah, blah, it's just amazing. And then they admit to what, 4 dead. And you know none of that, you know, so what, they you don't even know if they went positive on the bogus Q test.
Well, the rules and facts are completely disregarded. I mean, some are suggesting the CDC might scrub some of the deaths from the shot before FDA approval. I don't think they'll even bother with that. You know, I mean, they don't really care about how many deaths are out there. They may still just approve this thing to push on their agenda, wouldn't you say?
Anyway, you've heard of the East Bank Club downtown?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the health, you have to have, they just announced you have to have a vaccine to get into that thing, which most of those dumbed down dope people in that area that pay that whatever it is a month, $200 a month, they already, you know, they've already taken it. But, you know, this is where this is going. Anyway, I will say this, and I'll just, on a closing note, you know, I was doing, and I'm going to do it again this afternoon, the Rush Hour Don't Take It campaign. And I was out there for 2 hours, you know, with the 8x4 sign. I only got 260 hits on the website, and not all of it came from, you know, I don't know how many thousands of cars passed me, but, you know, I love doing it, man. I mean, I had some dopes and some little junk car, slow down, stop, and we both had these huge maps going, and the broad goes to me, well, we took it, and she's all panicking because I say, you know, a warning, COVID-19 vaccines equal mass murder / genocide, you know, with the side address on. I said, well, good luck. We took it. Good luck. And then they drove off. And I mean, I took a lot of heat yesterday, but you know, I love getting the finger. I love when these dumbed down dopes that took suicidal dopes that took this vaccine man come after me. I mean,
well, they already
I get
want...
a rush. I know you.
What's yeah, that? Well, they already want people taking boosters now as well, we're hearing. And,
your mention of the booster, Richard, and just, you know, the things that Tony says and that I say, it points out the absurdity and my frustration. I'm sure it's Tony's frustration too, that how can these people not see, at the very least, they're swimming in this propaganda campaign that's 24/7 on every single venue, newspaper, radio, television. It's unreal, and they can't just step back from it.
I know, and nobody's sick. They don't know anybody who's sick, but I just wanted to say one last thing. I had a Muslim Arab guy. He stopped this car. He came up. He says, man, I can't believe you're out here doing this. I said, yeah, it's the Jews. It's all about the Jews, you know, the F-word Jews. And he goes, yeah, man, it's in one of the books that all Gentiles have to be exterminated. I said, yeah, he knew. I said, yeah, that's a Zohar, man. This is what it's all about. It's about exterminating the Gentiles. And he says, it's in Bridgeview. There's a bunch of Arabs and Muslims there. He goes, I go to the mosque right down the street. I mean, there's like two or three of them. He says, there's a man, they're pushing it, man. He says, it must be the 501c3.
So, you know, I guess the Muzzies know, but they're not on the streets. I don't know where people are at, but I'm not going to quit, okay? We're going to go to be at a TV station, hopefully this Saturday, right around the corner from it. And even with all the negativity that I'm getting around here, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to go down without a fight, and I'm going to try to agitate to my last breath. And that's all I have to say, because
I salute you, and I buy you an honorary drink. Tony.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it. You're doing it in a little different way, Paul. You're doing it on a personal level. You know, you've been doing it the whole time going to these stores, arguing with these people. So on a personal level, I'm trying to do it on a mass level. But, you know, make no mistake about it, man. Our world is going to change. It's changing. And I'm just not going to live in this world without a fight. I will not go down. But, I mean, it is full-court press. It is full-court press with this Delta variant. Now they're doing this, a Lombard, whatever variant. I mean, it's just –
Something else out of Africa, not like almost sounds like Marlboro or something, some new one in the Ebola category we're supposed to be frightened of.
And just quickly before Tony goes, I have an analogy that I think works for me just with my disdain for the average person. Is you know how sometimes that you've seen a movie, whether it was younger days or maybe even currently, where you didn't quite get it the first time through, and then you watch it again, maybe even twice more, but you see it again and you pick up little bits of dialogue and plot, and then you go, oh yeah, now I see, or oh, now I understand, right? We've all had that experience where we see a movie for the second or third time, and we get it more. Well, these damn people have been watching the same movie for like almost 2 years, and they still can't figure it out.
Like I said, what I'm doing, and I wish more people would do it, but I mean, people are just not doing this thing, man. I'm going out. Number one, I'm telling these idiots that took it that they're going to die. But number two, I really know I'm doing some good to some of these people that, you know, have not taken it, and they're going to get forced to take it because they literally do not know that people are dropping dead. That's how dumbed down they are. If you go out there and put the stats in front of these people, man, you are going to save some white lives. There's no doubt about it, man. And I wish more people would go do it. And that's what keeps me going, is because I enjoy annoying people, but I know I'm saving some white lives. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks. Bye bye.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate your contribution,
Tony.
Charles in Florida, St. Petersburg. Hello, Charles. What's on your mind?
Hey, Richard and Paul.
Charles. Be kind of brief, Charles. We have a couple other callers.
Try to be as brief as I can be. Notice now the tact they're taking: people unvaccinated are super spreaders. Instead of the people vaccinated are the super spreaders. Yeah, they're spreading the spiked proteins that are causing cascading of our blood vessels being coagulated.
They're told we're supposed to stop using the PCR tests. Well, globally by the end of the year or something.
Morons out there.
Like by the end of the year. But even now they're already, just doing the opposite as far as, well, if they've been vaccinated, we're not going to call it a case or a death of COVID. You know, the opposite of what they are continuing to do with the unvaccinated. And yeah, the super so-called super spreaders, it's actual effects of the shots. And not side effects even, but just the effects of the shots. And yeah, they're claiming that it's the unvaccinated who are spreading. But in the middle of the summer here, it's pretty clear that it's from the shots and not from natural, seasonal, wild variants, if you will, of anything. And anything else, Charles?
No, nothing else. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Karen in West Virginia, you'll be the last call, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Hi, Richard. Hi, Paul. I wanted to tell you, really am enjoying that roundtable you're doing on Saturday morning.
Thank you.
I just happened to tune in, but I don't usually listen on listening. It's really good. I like getting all those different opinions from people. I don't know how the people that are falling for the hoax, how they can reconcile what's going on in the media with the southern border wide open, and now airlifting all of these Afghanis, and I know because I've had friends that have gone to Afghanistan that they have all kinds of diseases over there that we don't have. And it just seems like, you know, if you're paying attention at all, there's just too many holes in this whole COVID story. I can't understand why people can't see that. How can you have all these people being flown in and coming across, I mean, literally a million people over the border? I don't get it. I just can't figure it out. I try to talk to them about stuff like this, and they just won't. They won't talk. I mean, it's like they're in a cult, like their brain's been affected somehow. They can't reason, or there's no logic. I'm not in an area where anyone expects me to wear a mask. Most of the people around here don't wear a mask, but it's going to come back. I don't know. I've got to go down to Panama next month. I've got permanent residency down there now. I got to go pick up my card, my residency card, because I don't know. I may have to leave here. I've planned that ahead of time to have somewhere to go. I hope I can fly out of here. If not, I'll drive. a miserable drive, but I can hire a couple of guys to guard me. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. It's scary living here. You don't know what the next thing's going to be.
Paul, do you have any feedback for Karen?
Well, you know, I feel your angst and concern, and I've contemplated the same thing, mainly because I just feel there's just not enough people that are willing to make a fight and to really make a stink, like Tony and, you know, myself and other people that I hear. I mean, I had a friend just recently, after me cajoling him for the better part of a year to go into a store without a mask, he finally did it. I mean, here's a grown man, you know, as a believer, the same thing that I am about the Jews and what they're doing to us. And, you know, he didn't want to go through the hassle of, going to a store and, you know, maybe possibly, being told to leave and so forth. So, you know, like I said, it took him almost a year to do the same thing I've been doing for a year. You know, basically every time I go into a store without a mask. And I kept telling him.
I asked a guy, I was at CVS last week, and I said, well, how come you're still wearing that mask? You know, it doesn't do you any good anyway. And he got all upset with me. And, you know, started to attack me. Oh, I didn't ask you your opinion, blah, blah, blah. These people are really hostile about their belief system. And and it's like a mass hysteria that they've, perpetuate with the mainstream media. I don't watch television, and I think that's a large part of why I don't have this brain problem that they have, where they can't think logically. Looking at all of the current events that are going on, the geopolitical situation, the banking system, they can't look at the whole big picture. They just look at themselves, and they're in fear.
And in many cases, Karen, they're just not old enough, too. It's the younger people, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, and the women. The women are definitely a huge problem. But I have no respect for any parent that would make their kid wear a mask all the time. That's just child abuse.
That makes me mad.
I hear the music. I'll hang up, Richard. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Karen. And thank you, Paul. Always a pleasure, sir.
Hey, it was a barrel of laughs. Let's do it again.
Please support RBN, folks. Stick around for Patrick Slattery, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.